This is Jesse.
Hey, Jesse, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. I was just calling to follow up with you. Did you get a chance to speak with Jason?
I did. I think that we're going to try it out.
Okay.
Do you know how long it takes to set up? Because I'm currently on a job.
Yeah, I actually have almost all the information that I need. I really only need like 5 minutes of your time just to get the billing information, and then we'll schedule your onboarding for later on when you have more time.
Okay.
Okay, no worries. So, Jesse, your last name?
Sorbel.
Sorbel. And then your email?
My personal email or the business email?
Whichever one you want all the correspondence to and from Local Splash to go.
That would be business. That would be the letter J.
Got it.
The word squared.
Mm-hmm.
The letter C.
Mm-hmm.
A-N-D.
Mm-hmm.
H-I.
Mm-hmm.
@gmail.com.
All right, my friend.
It would be J squared, yeah. C and H-I @gmail.
Okay. All right. Got it. And then the business address is 3137 West Chestnut Street.
Yeah, currently, yes.
Yeah, and that's fine. You're licensed and insured?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. Hours of operation when you want the phone calls?
I think with Angie's List or whatever, we're doing 8 to 5.
Okay.
8 to 5.
Okay. Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Friday.
Got it. Anything on the weekends, or do you want to do weekends like by appointment only?
By appointment only.
Got it. And then do you have a Facebook page for J Squared, or do you need us to build one?
We do. It's J Squared Contracting and Home Inspections.
Got it. I'll find
it. So you have to put in the little two. So I don't know if you know how to do that.
I don't know how to do that, but that's okay.
So,
my technician will be able to do it. And
are you,
then,
are you on the computer?
I am. Uh-huh.
Press
oh,
and
I found it.
Yep. You
but
can
tell
press
me how
and
to
hold
do it.
Control.
Uh-huh.
Press and hold control.
Okay.
And at the same time, push 0178 and then let go of control.
Okay. 0178. Oh, shoot. I don't know what I did to my... Uh-oh, I made my computer tidy. Hold on.
Wait, what happened?
I made all my writing, all my text, like, tiny.
Oh.
Okay. Well, but when I looked up J squared, it came up. It came up. It did. I found it.
Okay. That's awesome. Okay.
Okay. And then you want
to... That's good
to
know for us.
It's good. So, okay, I've got all that. So what's going to happen is I'm going to go ahead and schedule your client onboarding call. The call itself takes 20, 30 minutes, Jesse. We block off an entire hour in case the tech is finishing up with the client directly in front of you. I have available appointment times all day today. The last one is between 5 and 6, or we could schedule for tomorrow.
We should probably do sometime between 5 and 6. We have a meeting at 4:30.
Okay.
So the meeting shouldn't take very long, maybe 30 minutes to an hour at most.
Okay.
And then after that, we can get it taken care of.
So I'm going to put in here, we're going to try to call you as close to 5:30 as possible. Okay?
Okay. That'll work.
Now, we're going to call you from our 877 phone number, Jesse, so it's important that you lock that number in. You're going to get that via text message. 1 hour before the appointment, you're going to get a text and an email reminder that's going to say, hey, Jesse, client onboarding is coming in the next hour. Please, be prepared. So,
Sounds good.
Yeah, we give you a warning. That way you're not like, oh, my gosh. And then, again, I will try to have the technician. I will be calling to introduce you to the onboarding agent as long as I'm available. If I happen to be on the phone like I am with you right now, then, of course, I wouldn't be able to do it, and they will call on their own and begin onboarding. At that time, it's going to be more of the technical stuff like where you guys want to service and the exact keywords and all of those things, because I'm keeping it pretty brief for you right now. So they'll go over that and purchase domain for the website and all the things. So for the billing information, the card you're putting on file, Jesse, is there any middle initial or is it just your first and last name?
There is a middle initial if you use mine.
Okay.
Middle initial is A.
Okay. All right. And then the billing address, is that going to be the one there on?
It'll be the same.
The same, perfect. All right, I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
The 5102.
Mm-hmm.
7130.
Mm-hmm.
0281.
Mm-hmm.
0392.
Expiration month and year?
6 of 26.
3-digit code on the back?
540.
All right. So you need to set a security question for your account, your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
The city I was born in was Kansas City.
Okay, got it. Now, do you want to put Jason on as an authorized user?
Jason, yeah, 100%.
Okay, one second. Okay, and his first and last name?
Jason Phillips.
Phillips, and his phone number?
I don't. Give me just a second.
Okay.
That would be 417-389-5376.
All right. The last thing I'm going to do is read this voice verification outlining the service agreement with Local Splash. It goes over the fact that the pricing is all done month to month, that there's no contract. If Jason ever calls in to make change or adjustment, please note that he needs that security word, okay, because I'll ask him, what city were you born in? So he would just say Kansas City, okay? That way, that's to protect your guys' information, especially when you have multiple users on one account. That way, like, your ex-girlfriend can't call and say, hey, da-da-da-da, you know? So we try to protect you guys. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
J-Squared Contracting and Home Inspections, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Jesse Sorbel, co-owner.
Jesse, are you authorized? Yep. Awesome. Are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy for your order, do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Absolutely.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup has been charged for today's date, sir. That is August 7th, 2024, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $348 for the all-inclusive platinum package and setup fee. This is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes, no additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the seventh day of every month. If you choose to pause or discontinue your service, please do so by contacting myself for client support within 3 days of the billing. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do agree, and I also want to make sure that it is in recording that that rate will never change. That
It'll
rate
never
is
change.
Locked in for us.
It'll never, ever change. Every call is recorded, and you have it in writing. It'll never, ever
awesome.
Change. Yeah, I promise. It'll never change. And then you're welcome. If you guys need to pause it during the winter months, or if you go out of town or whatever the case is, you can call in and pause the campaign at any time.
Okay.
You know, just – and then you're not charged, and you don't lose anything. So
awesome.
I'm going to – this one last thing, and then I'm going to let you go. It's like 15 more seconds. I'm sending you one last text message. It says https://my.localsplash.com/terms with your phone number. Please go ahead and click the link that I've provided you there.
Agree and agree.
Yep, and then type in your first name, middle initial, last name, no periods, dots, or, you know, any punctuation up in there.
How do I get a hold of somebody to do a pause or cancellation if need be?
And later, when you get time to look through your text messages, you're going to see that there's multiple text messages in there with the 877 phone number, and my direct extension is 224. So you'll lock that 877 number into your phone once you're able to slow down, maybe even on your lunch break. Just lock that 877 number in, because that's how you get a hold of Local Splash. And then if you want to speak with Amy, you press 224. If you want to speak with another agent, you can just say so at the voice prompt.
It is not letting me click some.
Turn the phone sideways.
Oh, it says signature does not match.
Is it J-E-S-S-E?
Yes.
A Sorbell. Maybe.
Oh, it's because I put the dot.
Oh, that's, yeah. Yep. It'll
okay.
get you.
Cool. All right. Now, yeah, there's a login thing now. So, I have to wait for that for the onboarding.
No, it'll come over to you via text message, but you don't need to really get in there right this minute because I know you're busy. It is going to come over to you text message. That's how you're going to track everything. So as of right now, the next and most important thing is going to be that phone call coming in between 5 and 6 today. Of course, I'm going to get it as close to 5:30 as possible, and I look forward to working with you. All right, Jesse? Welcome to Local Spot.
Okay, sounds good. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Talk to you later. Bye now.
Bye.